Are you free right now? There's something I want to talk about. I hope this isn't a bad time for me to talk to you. If it is, I understand. I can always say what I have to say another time. I guess I'm being too nervous here. This won't take too long. Anyways, there's something I feel I need to ask you. If only so I can sleep better at night. I promise it's not anything bad. Though I guess that depends on your point of view. Look at me, circling around the subject as always. I'm sorry for being so awkward. This is a little embarrassing, to tell you the truth, but if I keep stalling like this, you'll probably start worrying about this, and I don't want that. So I guess I'll just tell you. I was just wondering if maybe you and I could, well, have sex? Okay, before you say anything, just let me say what I need to say. I mean, you and I have been friends for a long time. And for me to drop this kind of bomb on you is a little cruel. I know that. But just hear me out, okay? That's all I'm really asking. As you know, I've never really had any experience with dating. Falling in love, I've done plenty, of course. God knows how many times you've had to console me over one of my stupid one-sided crushes. And through it all, I've always kept saying the same thing, which is, I'm waiting for the right one. I'm just waiting for a guy will be perfect for me. And then I can start thinking of a relationship. But you know what? Lately, I just haven't been able to believe in that fairy tale anymore. I keep waiting and waiting and waiting for the perfect guy to come along, and I keep fantasizing about what it'll be like when I truly find Mr. Right. But in reality, I'm starting to believe that guy might not exist at all. Now, okay, I don't want you to start scolding me. I haven't given up on love as a concept. God knows I'm too much of a romantic for that. But to tell you the truth, that's not even the problem. The problem is that I've had trouble keeping myself under control for these past few months. Instead of fantasizing about love, it's like my mind's fixated on the physical side of things. I just feel like this is huge pressure building up inside of me. And when I see a guy I like, I can't find it to me to to fall in love with him. Instead, I just want him to take me. I just want him to know what it was feel like to get fucked. I'm sorry. In the beginning, it wasn't much. Just a few fantasies here and there. I started picturing some of the guys I know when I played with myself at night. But lately, I've started to lose control of myself. I just can't stop thinking about it. I need to know what it feels like so bad. I want to know what it feels like, what it tastes like, what it smells like, what it sounds like. I'm starting to scare myself. Every guy I see, I picture in bed with me. My body won't let me rest. My mind's always racing with pictures of it. And no matter how much time I spend time playing with myself, making myself come over and over and over again, this pressure isn't leaving me. My fingers aren't enough. I've even gotten a toy, hoping it would be enough. But it's not. The only thing that can cure me is to get over that hurdle. I need someone to fuck me. God, just saying it is just enough to set my body on fire. But I can't just give myself to anyone. God knows I could easily get myself hurt. I need someone who I can trust. Someone who would take good care of me without judgment. Someone who won't just take advantage of my weakened state of mind. And the only person I trust enough for that is you. You've always been so kind to me. No, more than kind. You've always been an angel. Heartbreak, illness, grief, you've always been there for me. No matter how stupid or crazy I got. And to tell you the truth, you're the one my mind keeps going to at night. When I close my eyes, your face is the one I always imagine between my legs. Your body's the one I always picture on top of mine. That's why you're the only guy I can trust with this. So please fuck me. I would let you do anything you want to my body. As long as it's real. As long as it comes from a place of truth. You could get rough with me. If that's what you want. Pull my hair. Spank me. Bite my neck, call me a bad girl, and treat me like one. As long as you treat my body right, I promise it can be yours. If you want, I could even be the one being rough with you. If you could, you know, if you'd like to just lay down and let me take control so I can teach myself everything I need to know. I could use your body like a personal playground and turn you from teacher to student. If you want, you can make love to me. Real slow. Eyes locked into mine. Your breath and mine combining. Moaning into each other's mouths. Kissing as a feel. We'll die if our lips ever leave each other. This isn't about feeling good for me anymore. I just want to feel something. I just want to feel everything overwhelm me with pleasure, with pain. I don't care. I just want you to overcharge my body. Fill my every hole with your fingers, with your cock. Make me forget what my name is. Make my cum as make me come as many times as you can, or itch me until I hate you, until I'm screaming at you at the top of my lungs, until I lose my voice. I'm not asking for much. I just can't be alone in my body tonight. Something insane has to happen to me. I have to purge myself of these feelings, and you're the only one who can. So please, it's all I'm asking for. Please, please just fuck me. Because if you don't, someone else will. Someone who's not as perfect as you are for the job. So please, please, at least consider my offer.